parts. We have.
Not just for the video, really though, we really got beef with the popo. Never know when they gon' put you in a chokehold. This is for you new niggas hoeing for the radio.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on. It's like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about party and dancing. Yo, it might sound good when you spin your rap. But in reality, don't nobody live like that. You wanna know what kind of nigga I am? Let me tell you about the nigga I'm not. I don't fuck with the cops. Platinum don't mean that they gotta be hot. I ain't gotta love it, even if they play it a lot. You can hear it when you walk the streets. How many people they reach? How they use music to teach a radio program in a bigger speech. Don't sleep, cause you could be a radio freak. Freak,
turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Radio.
People's radio, you on the air.
I got a fat chain, I got a fat whip, I got a fat. Nigga, get off that bullshit.
Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter. Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we bang it off the meter.
Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's, dawg, we got a heat, dawg. People's radio, on your stereo. For the ghettos and the barrio. Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's, dawg, we got a heat, dawg. People's radio, on your stereo. For the ghettos and the barrio.
Turn up your speakers, your woofers and your tweakers. Turn up your receivers, we banging for the
pizza. Y'all gonna get black balls.
Nigga, what? Nigga, get these black balls. In your mouth.
Hi, I'm Larry Blackman from Cameo, and you're listening to WRBG.
No, you're not. You're listening to WFROGER. This is the Shock and Awe Show. Woo! Turn up your speakers, your woofers, and your tweeters. And turn off your radio. Turn off that bullshit. This is Shock and Awe Show. Give me a call at Fro. 705-9780. I don't need to tell you the area code because we're not streaming tonight. We don't want to fix our goddamn stream. We don't care because we're so lame. We're like the Olympia School District Authority. Oh, yeah. All right, speaking of which, I'll request hotline 705-9780. If you got a cell phone, you better figure out what fucking area code you're in. God damn it. God damn it, anyway. This is Shock and Awe. I'm expecting some type of interjection from Beatrice Biatch. I went to the library, got a hell of a bunch of awesome shit. I got one of my favorite classic movies of all times in the background here. Recording this for posterity, for posthumously. Give us a call, Shock and Awe, ow! Or just dance your ass off. Uh-huh. Okay, this next song is a request, all request hotline. This is a dedication. This next song is a dedication to whoever decides to close the school when two snowflakes think about landing on the street. The whole town's schools. What the fuck?
Yes.
Watching that, I realized that's one of the those videos I video cassetted and used to play with my tallywhacker while watching. Oh, that one, and maybe I'll play you the other one tonight. That's a little bit more information than you thought you were going to get, but wasn't too much. This is dedicated to me.
I lost my pants. Has anybody seen them? I can't go anywhere until they. I'd wear my underwear, but I would still be bare. Being naked is my concern. He lost his pants, just anybody see them. He can't go anywhere until they return. He'd wear his underwear, but he would still be bare. Naked is his concern. Mm-hmm.
I'd wear my underwear, but I would still be bare. Being naked is my concern.
We lost this pants, just in a panacea. We can't go anywhere until the very return. He'd wear his underwear, but he would still be bare.
But this happens all the time. Last week it was my gloves, then after that my hat, and then the jacket that I love. Mom won't even help me look. Do you know what she said?
All your clothes are ruffled up and dumped beside your bed.
When I went off to bed, and here they are, I found them, just like my mommy said. Now finally, I can do whatever I may choose. I can even go to school again, if I could find my shoes.
We lost our pants, has anybody seen them? We can't go anywhere. We wear our underwear, but we would still be there. Being naked is our concern. We lost the pants, but anybody see them? We can't go anywhere until they return.
No. You've given a most lucid explanation and all that, but I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Why the car won't go.
Why the car won't go.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why the car won't go.
Why the car won't go.
If I had me an axe and a roll of tape, I'd put this thing right back in shape. But I don't know why the car won't go. Oh, well, I beat on the hood.
I beat on the hood.
And the thing won't start.
The thing won't start.
It can't be the gas.
Can't be the gas.
I just got a quart.
I just got a quart.
Of water and oil.
Water and oil.
I don't need none.
I don't need none.
'Cause it's been running good since 31. Oh, well, I hit me a tree.
I hit me a tree.
My tire went flat.
My tire went flat.
Ten famous are due.
Ten famous are due.
I know it ain't that.
I know it ain't that.
I turned over twice.
I turned over twice.
Now the top is loose.
Now the top is loose.
Just 10 or 20 wrecks. That's no excuse.
$20.
I should have saved my dough and bought
Bonneville.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know
why the car won't go.
Why the car won't go.
I don't know.
I don't know
why the car won't go.
Why the car won't go.
Now the horn won't blow.
Got to
and the starter won't start. I want another ride. Port falls all apart. But I don't know why the car won't go.
Stood there whistling, there goes the bride as she walked out.
heart and soul and meat to the yellow door. He slighted you.
Did you get an invitation?
I did not. But I'm going anyway. Not to drink his champagne, but to see Walter's triumph. After that, we go no more.
It's oh so quiet. Shh, shh. It's oh so still. Shh, shh. You're all alone. Shh, shh. And so peaceful until you fall in love. Zing boom, the sky up above. Zing boom, it's caving in. You've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die. Till it's over, and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet. Shh, shh, but soon again shh, shh, starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, zing, boom, the devil cuts loose, zing, boom, so what's the use? Wham, bam, a falling in love.
Change, George.
It's all so quiet.
Shh, shh.
It's all so still.
You ring the bell, bim bam, you shout and you yell, ha ha ho, you broke the spell. Gee, this is swell, you almost have a fit. This guy is George and I got hit, there's no mistake, cause this is it. Till it's over and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet. But soon again shh, starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, zing, boom, the devil cuts loose, zing, boom, so what's the use? Wham! I'm falling in love. The sky caves in, the devil cuts loose, you blow, blow. In love.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine.
Besame,
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 besame. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine.
Besame,
dearest one, if you should leave me.
Besame.
Each little dream would take wings and my life would be through.
Besame,
besame, besame, besame, mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Besame, besame.
This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you.
Each little dream would take wings and my life would be through.
Besame,
besame, Bessame, Bessame, hey, mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
She's got my single, or claim she's single. If ever we mingle, Steve Rowe, peace. Gotta go, you know your host, she's on the way. Howdy, coming to get howdy, me, howdy, nigga. Howdy. What a pity, I'm rocking New York City. What a pity, I'm rocking New York City. What a pity, I'm rocking New York City. What a pity, I'm rocking New York City.
Get your feet wet. You have now entered into a dimension not just of sight and of sound, but of mind. I'm
gonna see that to get from under me, shipwreck, nigga. You get checked for it to have you fish and trip up off a plank.
Fish. What a pity.
Big B kicking sand in your face and your fuck ass get up, making your food taste gritty. The big one has hit.
Nothing, Andrea.
She's that fit. Who's that hit? Who's that trick?
That trick.
Bet she sucks a good dick. I want her now back. Breaking the Richter. The warrior Riddler. Get out the way, fool. He's coming through. Ain't it a shame?
What a pity.
You whack MC, this is dedication to you whack MC. This is a dedication to you whack MCs in your history. You whack MC, this is a dedication to you whack MC. This is a dedication to you whack MC and your history. What a shirt. You need to find rhymes that'll work. You need to desert the rhyming field. Your inertia rhyming yields and stops. My rhyming shield deflects your beauty rhymes expect, so do decline. Any challenge, forfeit because your shit's unbearable, terrible. Sounds like you're sharing flows with trash. Let's come to grips, you strip. Arrogant son of a bitch, none of us is rich. This is my stitching time, enriching minds and twisting back with this simplistic rap. I let a little bit of my lyrics leak and lather, and my mouth like a mad dog, and she can gather your napkin fight. I just dissect the mic, then correct the type, so don't be sassy. You won't be laughing, sassizing. That's why things swing in my favor. Watch your behavior. I cannot stand a whack of C. Step back, please don't step with your history. I cannot stand a whack of C. Step back, please don't step with your history. I cannot stand a whack of C. Step back if you please, or don't tap me your history. I cannot stand a whack of C. Step back if you please, don't tap me your history. You're jealous, overzealous, jealous, spectacular. In fact, you are whack, far beyond, don't be gone. Nope, you get no respect. I pose a threat, cause your whack is weak. In fact, you tried to freak, groovy. It was used before, you either choose a more appealing sample. I feel it, samples like mail. You're quite pale, you might fail, and I know you're paranoid. Beware a boy, funky, homo sapien. Monkeys, I will make a mint. Take a mint to custody, your style is rusty. Bless me, hate R&B, cause that shit is sorry, that shit's for sap.
I'm gonna make you laugh.
Stand back if you please, don't back me, your history.
Home's in the Midwest, Illinois, Peoria. Yeah. Peoria where?
Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Usually that's the kind of reaction I get.
Oh,
are people full up? But I'm from an average type of family, I guess, you know, like 11 kids. Yeah, no mother and father, just kids. We're just, we used to take baths on Saturday night. It was really great because my grandmother, we had a big wash tub, you know, and my grandmother bootlegged during the week. And on the weekend, she'd empty this tub out and wash us up, you know. And sometimes you get washed up 3 or 4 times, you know, because somebody didn't show up. Yeah. And they all looked alike to her, you know, just, give me a kid. Once a kid didn't have a bath for about a month, you know, and my mom said, somebody around here haven't had a bath for a month. That's what she taught. You know, and she washed the kid up. You know. And it wasn't even my brother. It was really wild. A little white kid lived down the street. He hung around. You know, he liked the way we talked.
Really wild. Used to, when I was going to school, man, I remember, you know how young guys hang out. Well, some of the kids I hung out with used to say, I never ever get a spanking. I'd say, what? Never get a spanking? You know, and I didn't want to feel bad, so I used to say, no, I don't get spankings. And I never did. You should get beatings. You know, my father would punch me out, man. You know, you know, and he'd brag around the neighborhood. My son never cries when I whoop him. You know, who could cry? One punch. That was it, man. And my grandmother had a whole other thing, man. She used to make us undress to beat us up, you know, get nude. And I never understood till I got older. You know, she was a little weird. Because I used to come home from school, start undressing at the door, you know. Like, hey, Granny, you ready to turn on? We used to get a guy really beat up really bad, Leroy Thomas. We used to play with him, right? And his mother would call him in the evening. I'd say, you know, Leroy! And we'd hold his mouth so he couldn't answer. And one of us would answer, you know.
Leroy! What you want? Come home and eat! Go to hell!
Yeah. Then we'd let him go. Yeah. Really fantastic. Had a thing. My neighborhood was really weird, you know, because my mother was Puerto Rican a little bit. My father's colored a lot. And we lived in a real big Jewish tenement building. In an Italian neighborhood, you know. And I go outside to play, and the kids say, get him, he's all of them! This is a game that I'm going to play with you because I would like to play with you. The name of the game is called Improvisation. And improvisation is that you name what you would like, and I do it. Because sometimes it's really good.
Year 1917.
Sort of like, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's... Batman.
You can't come to the phone right now.
Robin, where have you been? Then, you foolish boy. What? Quick, we've got to go to Gotham City to rescue the Queen of England.
Keep me from delivering your message.
Sometimes they go a little out. Well,
relax, the phone act is cooler, and you keep calling.
Oh, what? Yes, yes.
You want to find a sweet Fred Flintstone, aren't you?
Soft boy. No, boys. I wish you'd say it over and over. No, what'd you say?
I got the feeling. Hey, I feel, man, but I just, you know what I mean? I feel, I really feel, you know. Bing, bing, bing.
got this phone call. Greetings and salutations. Tis I, Snagglepuss. Calling to say congratulations.
What? What?
Masquerade party?
You look rather silly without your mustache on, man.
Were you dressing me, sir?
Philby, it's George. Well, I must say, I expected a little more enthusiastic a greeting.
I think you're confusing me with my father, sir.
There was quite a resemblance. I'm James Philby.
What?
Were you a friend of mine?
Yes.
Yes, I think way. He was killed in the war. A year ago.
I'm so sorry.
What about the gentleman across the street?
Oh, him. The inventor chap. He disappeared around the turn of the century.
Look here, if you're interested in that house, sir, I'm afraid you can't buy it.
Can't even get inside?
Why is that?
Well, my father was executor of the inventor's estate, and father just refused to liquidate it. I often chided him on that account, but he felt positive the owner would return someday. People hereabouts think it's haunted, but... Who are you, sir?
Just a stranger who wants to hear your phone.
Have you been at the front? Are you here for the
masquerade? Front? What front?
The war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914? I thought you'd just returned from France, perhaps. Or perhaps... Perhaps a cup of tea might make you feel better, sir. Won't you come in?
No, no, thank you.
Are you sure you're all right, sir?
Yes, I'm quite right.
Wait, then... Goodbye, sir.
Wally, what are you doing here?
Must look like Carla's picture.
Do I pay you to look at pictures?
Get to work. I was just looking.
There are empty cups all over the place. Clear them out.
Thank you. Yo, people, that was a 705-9780. Call me.
This is the first day of my life. Where I was born, right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. And I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go, and so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, but these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time is different. I mean, I really think you like me.
Picking out a thermos for you.
Not an ordinary thermos for you, but the extra best thermos you can buy, with vinyl and stripes and a cup fill right in.
I'm picking out a thermos for you,
and maybe a barometer too. And what else can I buy, so on me you'll rely? A rear end thermometer too.
Macropinna is a small, dark fish with large fins, a tiny mouth, and a remarkable pair of eyes. The two green spheres in these video shots are the lenses of its tubular eyes. Behind the eyes is a set of large scales. The eyes are enclosed within a transparent shield, sort of like the canopy of a jet fighter. In front of the eyes are two dark capsules containing the fish's olfactory organs. Typically, Macropinna sits quietly in the water, using its big fins for stability, while it scans the water above for food. When it spots food, it can rotate its eyes to look forward, to include its mouth in the field of view. We speculate that Macropinna steals food from siphonophores, elongate animals with tentacles that capture prey that swims into them. And we think that Macropinna swims into the tentacles and steals the food from the siphonophores. The shield over its eyes protects those sensitive structures from the stinging cells in the siphonophores' tentacles. It can also rotate its eyes to avoid predators or to avoid being captured by scientists. This is Bruce Robeson at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute.
But the sunshine never comes through. You know it's always dark and dreary. Since I broke a baby with you, I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. And it's all because of you.
Girl, trapped in a man's body.
I bet it hurt when you cut his thing off.
What are you ladies gabbing about?
You know that Christine Jorgensen freak? She it in Variety. Some producer's making a biopic.
Really? I didn't read that story.
Yes, I've got Mr. Edward Wood on the line. Could you please hold?
Mr. Weiss? Ed Wood here. Listen, I heard about your new project, and I was curious if you'd signed a director yet. Oh, you haven't? Well, if we could get together, I could explain to you why I'm more qualified to direct this than anyone else in town. Well, I'd rather not go into that over the phone. All right. Great. I'll see you then. Bye.
Isn't there anything I can do for you?
I don't think so, Naolia.
Walter, I can't let you just split like this. I've got to do something. I've got to contribute.
You don't have to do anything.
Wait. Wait, there is one thing I can do. One little thing. Don't leave, Walter. I want to give you something. Something that'll make you remember me.
Put it in your pocket. Now go, Walter. Don't look back. Just go.
Better. Jedi or the Empire Strikes Back? Empire. Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, hand gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a week.
We got Death Star. We got Free Radio Olympia.
your ass over here right now for monkeying around with that damn land speeder. Where did two droids ask you to clean, boy? You clean your room?
I'm glowing. I know I'm on probation. I clean the droids. Can I go to the Hashi station? I gotta lay away on the power converter. But now you're treating me like a scruffy nerd murder.
Who's the floor? So run. Run to Dagobah. Run to Dagobah.
I'm a soldier, a mounted soldier. I thought I told you, don't be unwise. Took me not by my size. You won't believe your eyes. Watch the X-Wing rise.
Yoda, why you being a player hater? You know that I still must confront Lord Vader.
But Luke, not ready on you.
But there's a city in the clouds where they're keeping my crew. A Jedi's gotta do what a Jedi's gotta do. So now, Vader, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, that's right, R2. I just set a course. We're going to Cloud City.
Okay. All right. So this guy's not very bright. And he goes around. He wants to be hang with the beat poets. He wants to be hip with the beat poets. He wants them to look at him, but they always like brush him off and say that he's a stupid idiot and stuff. So he starts trying to make art, and he doesn't know how to make art. And then somebody irritates him. Something irritates him, and he accidentally kills it. And then he says, well, I got all this clay. I'll cover it with clay. And somebody sees it, and they think it's amazing, and he names it Dead Cat. And so then he starts getting in art shows, and all his art is dead things.
What do you like better, Jedi or the Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire of the
Bad. There, see?
Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father. A hand gets frozen, take away by...
It's brilliant. This is brilliant. I think it's one of Roger Corman's very first films. Oh, shit. And Dick Miller, is that the dude's name? The main character? He's in all the B-movies till now, the end of time. He's still in B-movies. Yeah, Dick's everywhere. He's even in Mant. I love Mant. So this book movie we're speaking of is called... Do it, man. This movie is called Bucket of Blood. I got Beatrice Biatch in the studio, recovering from a war injury, battling the earth. Ain't that right, Biatch?
Last scene wearing blue jeans.
Now you're on it. You're on the air.
As I do.
All right, you know what? Another good one for beatnik films. Well, I'm sure there are much better beatnik films, but Bell Book and Candle is entertaining. I dig that film. Some crazy beat shit in there. More Hollywood.
Oh yeah!
Oh, thank you, for picking up the pace. Yo, what you got, biatch? Yeah, you got... That's not coming out. You got... Turn that biatch up, biatch. Oh, he's rocking out to the headphones. He's hearing it all.
Like I said!
What you got, biatch?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, man... I got diarrhea. I'm running free.
Oh!
I'm running free, yeah. watching me.
Touch me!
Alright, I'm gonna slide down a little bit now. This is a song from the first Iron Maiden album.
The FBI.
This one, I wanna hear you clapping along to.
The anti-American.
A song called Remember Tomorrow.
Now wait to die like a bitch. Listen, man, come on.
Your empty eyes. The twilight of consciousness, a primitive man, it seems that an egg
Okay, we're getting the pinch for it, though. This next one goes out to somebody here in the room who's going to kick our shit out of here.
Yeah.
suck knob. Yeah, I said who turned up the knob. Cause the microphone's broken and it's you and you're choking. And I hope that you are feeling fine. My mind's shaking with the notion that's breaking. Just can't help but wonder why. Cause we're fucking and we're fucking up and everyone is laughing at us now. Who turned up the suck knob? Yeah, I said who turned up the knob. Cause you're mean and it's steaming and everyone's leaving. All the rest of the is just not perfect. The celebration for lack of articulation. Just can't help but wonder why. Cause the place is packed and your voice cracks and everyone is laughing at us now.
All right, it's been a night to remember. Now, tell a friend, the show that never ends. Shock and awe! Woo! Coming to you, jive! From 9 to 5. That's right! Okay, you got anything else to say, Beatrice Biatch?
Bitch, I liked everything you did, and I liked the way you touched me, and I'd like to touch you again. So, and I'm talking about every hair on my head.
Hey, I like the way you feel. I mean, you know the deal. You lick the mic like a four-wheel trike.
I think that's impossible, and that's what I like. There's something deep, 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 deep. Come back next week. What the fuck?
You better. You better not get better. You better take another vacation day here.
Oh, Biatch. I'm injured. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, Biatch, if you're not in here, I expect your lover, Brent.
Well, you know, he's working on his, you know how that guy is. He's working on his album all this fucking time. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I don't know. And I can't tell. Is it about me or is it because of me or is it about some other fucking girl that he's with? I don't know. What's with that guy, Brent?
Word, I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I don't know. Tonight you heard from Free Radio Olympia. That's everything in our musical collection. Okay. Thank you for listening. And now, 7-8.